This is Robin Maynard on No One Is Legal Radio, and today I'm speaking with Fabienne Lozis, who is a journalist and the president of the Haitian Community Center in Ottawa. Fabienne, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be there.
So why don't you introduce yourself for our listeners?
I'm Fabienne Lozis. I'm living in Ottawa and very active within the Haitian community. And since the earthquake was happening in Haiti, the community is really, as I can say, working hard, very hard to help the Haitians in Haiti. And as well, the Haitian here has lost their siblings and trying to find families.
Today in Montreal, there's going to be a donors conference about Haiti reconstruction. Could you give us some background information about this conference and why we should be critical of it?
Well, actually, I received an email from one of my friends in Ottawa inviting me to participate in the event. The first problem that a lot of people is having with that reconstruction activity is that they're doing it within the week. So on Thursday and Friday, it's very difficult to get as much people as possible. This is one problem that we're having. That's one of the reasons that I couldn't make it in Montreal. At least we can take a day off from work, but not two. But what happened, I saw a lot of people that are well-known within the Haitian community in Montreal and not much within the community in Ottawa. But for me, it's a good initiative. It's very well coming within our community. But some people just think that might be a bit too selective because it's not really open for the public. Because, as I said, there's a problem of the day that they've decided to held the activities. And is really that we're not really sure the impact that this meeting, this activity will have for the Haitian worldwide. So this is our main concern. Because in my mind, what I've been saying is that they will have meetings, they will have workshops, but afterwards, what they will do with the documents? Will they be able to send it to the Haitian authorities? Will they be able to get feedback from the community as a whole? And I don't see that. Or will they plan another activity of this type? I don't know, in a week or a month or so. Or do they plan to open it to other Haitian community around the world? Will they be able to travel, go back to Haiti and present their ideas? This is all the questions that we have, and we don't have answers. So this is where we are now. And I know some people are talking in Ottawa, having the same type of activity of event, and open it much to other communities. So, we are thinking about it and see how effective we can be as the diaspora and see how the government, the Haitian government, will be able to receive our work on that area and put it together with what the community, the international community, will give the Haitian government so that the reconstruction that we are talking about will be really effective and respectful for the need of the Haitians.
In the aftermath of the earthquake, the media focused primarily on what they perceived as the rampant disorder of the Haitian population. And in fact, a lot of the aid to Haiti was militarized. This ignored a lot of the grassroots heroism that was taking place on the ground in Haiti. Could you speak to this and also speak to what is actually needed in Haiti from a grassroots perspective?
In Haiti, my God, we have a population angers to work to help others weaker. And Haitian, as we might see, it's a courageous population. They've been suffering for a lot more than, my goodness, centuries. And they still want to be able to decide for themselves. So it's very difficult when we see, it's the same thing happened in Katrina. For Katrina, they sent militaries, a force to hold people who actually are angry and dying for help. And what Mr. Obama did is sending this force in Haiti to retain and contain the population because they are starving. And we see in the ground there's a lot of food. And what happened, the bourgeoisie keep the food out from the population who's starving. And from now, what we can see, we have a lot of health problem in Haiti. So we need people, experts, to focus on that area, put emphasis on how to help women, because we know in that situation, women and children are more vulnerable. So, the grassroots, I think, are still working because what we had when Sarkozy came in Haiti, we had a huge gathering of people who were actually asking Sarkozy to give back the money that they actually took from the Haitian population. So, meaning that Haitians don't really need charity. We don't need pity. We need people to see us as workers, as people who actually have been working for a long period of time and helping other countries to actually have the industrial revolution that they, had. And when they had it, we were actually working for them and closing schools and hospitals to help friends in other countries. So the grassroots were really impressive, and no media, no European media actually covered the story. They're more talking about Sarkozy and friends wants to help Haiti, but not talking about the Haitian and their reaction towards Sarkozy and friends. So we need to give these people more exposure. We need to be their voice because, as we can see in Canada, they don't really cover this area. They don't really give voice to the Haitian population, but they do give voice to the foreign governments as Canada, France, and United States. So, it's time for us to help these people because they don't have access to what we have access. And by doing so, we are helping Haiti in other way to actually take back the power and be able to do the reconstruction that Haiti really needs. And, there's a lot of talking about Haiti right now. And unfortunately, we have bad news also from this country. I don't have it in mind now. Who had actually suffered an earthquake last week, if I'm right. And we hope that Haiti will still have the same cover as this state, and hopefully we'll be able to overcome that situation.
Haiti has been undeveloped by the West since overthrowing slavery in 1804. And actually, since then, billions of dollars in reparations are to many owed to Haiti. Could you speak to this in terms of the charity model that many countries are applying to Haiti now in terms of reconstruction?
Well, Haiti, it's very sad talking about that because when you actually trying to give voice to Haiti in the situation that we've been through a long time ago, people tend to say that we just want to complain about our situation or not taking responsibility on what we've been suffering from. You know, the model is not only on Haiti. They've been putting it on a few countries. But in Haiti, it seems like it's getting worse every day, every year. The model that we have to undermine the government, the state government, and putting NGO in Haiti, it's not the solution. Some Haitians have been saying that a long time ago. This way of operating is not good for helping Haiti, and they're not helping Haiti, and they know that. There's an article written about that, giving information on how they spend the money that they've been giving to Haiti. And, I mean, I don't have the article in front of me, but it's really revealing that money they are actually giving to Haiti, it's not really enough to help Haitians. This model really was pushing by people that have powers to do so. And what we want to tell now is saying to them, and very loud, very clearly, that this model is not working. If you really want to help Haiti, it's giving the opportunity to Haitians to do it in their own way, in their own ideology, in their own capacity. We've been receiving dumping food of rice from United States. I would say that if they really want to help Haitians, it's taking back the rice, giving possibility to farmers in Haiti, Haitian farmers, to actually be able to produce rice, because Haitians do have rice. We do have rice in Haiti. So I think they need to change the way that they perceive Haitians in Haiti. And we are willing to take back our responsibility and working for the good of Haitians. But they have to give us the opportunity to do so. We don't need more coup d'etat. Coup d'etat don't help Haitians. We don't need people to intervene every time in our internal affairs. So if they do that, if they back off on these areas, I think Haiti will be able to actually develop by its own and by its own with its own children. So this is actually the final thought that I will put in that thing and responding with to your questions. We need peace. We need our so-called friends to leave us alone for a couple of years without any coup d'etat, and we'll be able to actually have that developing Haiti that we all are talking about.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your point of view with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.